Everyone keeps telling me Thursday's opening day. Shit, I open a beer every day. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I thought we were just talking to people about beer geeks. We're talking to beer geeks.
Have you run into these beer geeks?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Have you seen these kids on my lawn lately?
The board almost fell in my lap. Oh. That was Matt.
I'm Matt.
Questioning things.
Yeah.
And we're running on an old backup board right now. And it almost fell in my lap because there was things happening. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about some beer releases we think maybe you and I should look out for. And the listeners are going to call us about some beer stuff. We're going to talk about some beer culture news and review the past week in drinking. All that fun over the next hour and a half to 2 hours.
Oh, God.
Who knows what's going to happen. We're also going to drink plenty of beer. We already been drinking. Sorry, we started before you.
We're hammered.
But we always recommend tailgating before you start listening to the show.
Yeah.
We had donated to the show by Kelly, our friend Kelly in Los Angeles, formerly of Fresno's Magnolia Brewing. Kolsch. It's, what's it called again, Matt?
California Kolsch.
California Kolsch from Magnolia Brewing. It's a classic style Kolsch. Very Kolschy.
Soon to be sued by Chip and Joanna Gaines.
I don't get that reference.
Inside joke.
Okay.
They own Magnolia Farms.
Oh, okay. Sure. And then we also had a Tioga Sequoia beer. It was hazy. It's still around. The Fafo.
Fafo? What'd you call me?
Fafo. Is this being made again? Should I be hoarding my Fafo?
You should be hoarding it. It's going to be gone.
Wow. Gone the way of a fieldwork beer.
What do you do with a hazy, though? Like, do you just walk?
Oh, yeah. No, you drink this quickly.
But do you take the can and walk outside the brewery and laugh at all the people inside the brewery that are not drinking that because you still have a can?
Yeah.
Hey, look at this.
You can bring it in to share, right, Matt? You can bring something into the beer garden.
Can you bring back a beer you purchased? Once it's left, like, the perimeter, can you bring it back?
We get real picky about beers that come in. Especially if they're not ours.
Oh, yeah, but what if it's from the brewery you're returning to?
From the brewery or from the brewery?
We don't allow brewery beers.
Brewing production facility.
That'd be so hilarious. I can't bring a can of Fafo in?
You cannot. You have to stand outside the gate
with it. This is delicious. Sir, you can't drink alcohol outside that, on the other side of that fence.
It gets very, like, if you were to walk in there with, like, a bottle of churro, people would be like, that guy has a bottle of churro, why don't I?
Oh, that's why, like, you don't like it.
And I'd be like, well, he brought it.
Because it brings up questions.
Yeah.
Unnecessary questions you don't want to deal with.
But I want to buy that beer right now. Well, you can't. He bought it 6 months ago.
He's an asshole.
You can buy it from him.
I can't control the assholes that come in here, what? Sir.
Some guy's sitting up in aftermarket.
If you ask me one more question, you become one of the assholes. So we're going to end this conversation now, right? Right?
Surrounded by a bunch of assholes.
Some guy comes in, sets up an aftermarket shop of out of production Tioga beers.
Yeah.
Just in the corner, like, little table.
Little Etsy shop.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mean Mr. T's Liquor?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, yeah. But he's actually at your brewery with his own little table.
But it's on purpose, so it's cool. Yeah.
And he's like, well, you could buy that new stuff.
Like Mr. T's.
Or you could buy this rare stuff.
Or you could buy rare stuff. Yeah,
that's illegal. Can't sell stuff.
Can't resell beer? What?
Oh, I mean, he'd be on our property, and he doesn't have, even if he did have a license, he couldn't
But it's
sell
your beer.
It.
It's on your property. That'd be hilarious.
But it's your beer.
He's got a little, what are those little booths? I'll disguise it. I'll be like, you know, because you always want these little booths at your little beer garden, because it's fun. And so I'll be like, oh, I'm Fresno Knickknack guy.
Knickknack.
Like, I bring in lots of people. You're like, sure, come on by Saturday from 4 to 8. I'm like, all right, I'll set up. And then I'll sneak in and I'm like, ha ha, I'm not Fresno Knickknack guy. I'm resale Tioga beer guy. Ha ha. But I'm already inside, so you can't do nothing. You're too busy to come kick me out. That's what I'm going to do.
That's how it's going to go. It'll work perfectly.
Yes. Yes. We got it. Let's do that this Saturday, Nick.
All right. Oh, also, life. Here's a side hack for you. Counterfeit brewery shirts that, like the guys at concerts.
Yep, right outside, in the parking lot. Hey, man.
All the people waiting in line.
Got this shirt.
All the people waiting in line for the beer release. You could sell them the counterfeit t-shirts.
Yes. It's about time we start making some money off this beer thing.
Line fest.
Some real money.
What?
I'll get my 9-year-old's a budding graphic designer. I'll get her to design some Tioga shirts. How hard could it be?
I just don't get how hot dog vendors and shirt scalpers are like still things that happen after concerts.
Yeah.
Oh, that after the Kudzestone show, there was like a whole team from what were they? They're like corn dogs or something? No, it wasn't corn dogs. But they had like five of the guys, and they're all the same cart.
Yep. Oh, a little barbecue, or not barbecue cart, but a grill cart. Grill cart. Yeah.
And they're all the same cart, but it was like five of them.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Oh, man, those onions smelled good, though.
They did smell good. I don't know why I didn't eat them. Now I'm thinking about him.
No, you won't. Well, can we get that guy?
I'm sure he'll set up outside in about 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. Start setting up outside the show. Why not?
There's three of us here, right?
There's three carts. Hey, over here. Oh, I like that guy's. That one's the same card. Yeah, but that guy's looks way better.
Yeah, he decorated his.
That guy,
he
didn't even that bother guy, decorating yours. Yeah, yeah. Come on, that guy's into it. You're just like, you're just showing up for the paycheck, bro. That guy's way into his his onions, fried onion dog.
Oh gosh, there was there's a guy that kind of sets up near Tioga, and it's funny to watch on busier events where people are leaving and they're not in the best state of mind to make decisions about what they're eating.
Hmm.
And so one time I saw it was already a bacon wrapped hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went,
let's take this another level. What can we do with this bacon wrapped hot dog?
Mustard, ketchup, sriracha, onions, jalapenos, and bell pepper. And handed it over to that person. I was like, well, how do you eat that?
Half of it had to fall off immediately as soon as they grabbed it. Yeah,
first bite.
It's like, how? Why is that a good idea? How did you eat that?
I'll bet he enjoyed it real good.
That guy was more than hungover, more than drunk. He was stoned.
Well, I bet you that stopped his hangover next morning. He's like, he's going to wake up and he's like, good thing I ate that chili dog, jalapeno pepper, onion. Bacon wrap, sour cream, cheddar cheese dog, far with the bag, because now I'm feeling fine.
No, excuse me, I'll be in the bathroom the rest of the day.
Sir, boss, can I take a bathroom break? Sure. All day.
it's
you
take
said
some
sure,
time.
No, take backsies.
Can I just move my computer to the bathroom today?
Do we have a laptop handy? What's the Wi-Fi password?
We also, during our tailgate, we also had this Founders, like, I don't know, a jar of whiskey or something.
Yes. Bottle of fermented liquor. Imperial malt liquor aged in bourbon barrels. Bourbon barrels. DKML.
Somebody donated that.
Kicks you where?
I want to say Fontangent. Oh, Stuart.
It's a...
Stuart.
Medium peril.
Stuart. All right, we're all caught up in the drinking. We've had some fun with Matt already. We're really into it. We're into the show.
Ooh.
Oh.
That sounded like a dual-walled 64-ounce.
Wow.
Look at this pretty new growler from Southgate Brewing.
What year is this?
Ooh, it's got painted black. I know. They haven't had a... They might be working on a crowler. I asked the girl at Southgate. I was like, you guys going to get a crowler machine or what? Like, yeah, maybe.
Did you have to explain what a crowler machine was? And,
no, she seemed like maybe she knew what it was. Either that or she just thought I was saying some other word. She's like, oh, yeah, we're getting that.
I'm handing it to you right now. Not growler, crowler. With
crowler.
Do you have to mansplain it to her?
I don't know if Nick's going to like
you just
this.
Keep that down there.
He already could see from the cross away. Up. Yes, but it's got pineapple in it.
Ooh, okay. You got
me. You know how I love pineapple and stuff.
If you're drinking a pineapple hazy,
That's what it is. It's a pineapple hazy. I'm the first one to check it in on Untappd. I established the Untappd.
I've had their hazy before.
Did you or did you just spell it wrong?
Maybe.
Not getting much pineapple.
Damn it.
Nope. It's a
not
bit.
Getting the tropical?
Just a little bit.
This is a pineapple haze from...
Ooh.
Pineapple Hazy IPA. I think that's all they had for the name.
They had a hazy at Strummer's, but it was not pineapple.
Mm-hmm. I've had that before. I was up at Southgate, and I have like 8 Southgate growlers, but of course I didn't bring any of them.
Nice.
And I was like, no, we're not getting a growler. I feel stupid getting another Southgate growler.
Yet another.
And then the waitress, I got upsold, man. She upsold me. She's like, oh, we got these new growlers.
Do you have one of these?
And yeah, and it was like very cool looking, and it's got that cool paint job. I was like,
She smelled the hoarder on you.
Yep. She was like, oh, this guy's a sucker. He'll go for
he
it.
He likes collecting.
And
things.
I did it. I went for it. But I thought this was secret news that Southgate was sniffing around Fresno and that they're going to do that 12 one. I thought somebody we know was telling us some like industry news, but the waitress just said it like, oh yeah, we're moving to Avenue 12 and 41 or we're opening
That's
up in Avenue
12. That's not the secret
12.
One. The secret one's the
El Paseo possibly.
That's the secret location. Rumors already flying about that one, but I don't know how they're going to do it because they don't have a lot of water out there at the 12.
No.
They're taking it from the orchards.
Yep.
They're buying, so a brewery just does not seem like does not seem like a good idea at a place that has no water.
Yeah, a place that's living off of well water from an orchard doesn't seem like great brewing water. But.
Especially when you're supposed to treat your water now, bro. Don't you even tailor your water?
Don't you tailor your water? We've been saying that forever. Other brewers are like...
Or maybe they could buy a water truck and truck it down from... I mean, the brewery's not that far from the 12
that's
location.
Brewery.
That seems like...
Fresh spring water.
I've heard of that before. Somebody's done that where they truck their water in to brew with. You
fresh
heard of that, man?
Two cycle Bass Lake water.
Bass Lake water.
What was it? Libertine.
Libertine sent him.
He used to go get buckets of fresh ocean water.
Oh well, yeah. But that's the
buckets
mix in there.
Buckets.
Yeah, made with seawater.
Sea otter poop. You're drinking sea otter poop.
Yeah, it gets boiled.
They boil all that off.
I've heard of homebrewers tapping specific water sources for their brewing. Water is a huge component with brewing, but most of what you're given in the city, you can filter, engineer osmosis or whatever you want to do to it to get it in parameters. Let's not go too far into water.
Why not? I want to know if Portland has a rain barrel brewery where they only brew with collected rainwater.
You would think so. If anybody's going to have that, it's got to be Portland. Why not? Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, you could only have, like, I would imagine you could only get enough forth for a batch. Couldn't sustain yourself.
That makes it that much more exclusive. You get a gallon.
Then you got to pay $20 a pint.
Yeah. Because you only get a gallon's worth of beer off of. Mm-hmm. Between your boil off. And
I try it. So what's going on in the
ultra artisan
culture, Matt?
Well, just 2 months after they announced some layoffs, Green Flash has taken on too much debt. So they have shuttered the doors at their 58,000 square foot Virginia Beach production facility, which also led to the termination of 43 employees.
58,000 square feet?
58,000 square feet brewery in Virginia Beach.
That's freaking huge.
Yeah. And the brewery only opened at the end of 2016, so maybe it's been open for 14, 16 months.
Everything's still new. There's still shrink wrap on some things.
Yeah.
There's still the screen cover on. Yes. Some of the screens still have that screen cover. I mean, bother
that's
to
very
take those
possible,
off.
Yeah. There's corners of that building they haven't touched yet.
So, they're saying the brewery cost about $20 million to build.
Oh, that was a scratch built.
It's capable of being scaled up to 100,000 barrels. And it is is currently for sale.
For Salia.
Brew. Part of an online auction run by Heritage
what
Global Partners.
Here?
So you could bid on your next brewery.
Let's get that Patreon funds going.
Spike just showed up in Virginia. Over.
He's all on the window.
On the window.
Over. You're over.
Virginia Beach is over.
What are you brewing here?
So, this news
that
also stated that they said it has secured capital from a new but undisclosed investor. So an investor has
Stone Brewing.
Yeah. They don't say who it is or how much percentage.
Stone.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
No, Dogfish.
So. I don't know anything.
Dogfish.
ABM.
And they'll also drop an additional 10 states from their lineup. So.
Whoa.
They're going back to being.
Going back.
To their local campaign, I guess. So,
do you guys think it would have made any difference in Green Flash if Chuck Silva would have not left? Do you think this would still be happening? Was this just. This is just a product of the way craft beer is now, where it's sort of pulling back a little bit? Or was Chuck Silva leaving? How much did that hurt them?
So Chuck Silva left about 2014, the midway, and even small phases of construction still could take over a year. So, I mean, this brewery had to have been in talks for at least probably 5 to 10 years. So, for all we know, Chuck Silva could have said, you shouldn't do this. And they're just like, agree with us, you can leave.
You could go make your own brewery.
And take your Silva Stout with you. Mm-hmm. And he could have very well just said, all right, sounds good.
sounds good to me.
So, but I mean, he had to have known about the new brewery. And it's surprising that we haven't come across a news article of his input of that. Considering, you know, he helped grow them for a span of like 10 years. So.
Probably not a good idea to step in the middle of that when you're trying to launch your own brewery, though.
Yeah, but.
Brewery. Your own brewery.
It could still be a valid opinion where he just says, oh, I wish him the best, but.
But they're.
How
making,
about this past
They're
pale?
Making a terrible mistake, but. I
Come
wish
see
him the best.
My non-hazy beers.
Has he made a hazy yet? Did
I
we
don't
talk about
think
that?
He's made a hazy.
I don't think so either.
We had that discussion, huh? He's got him. I mean, if you like making money in the beer business, you better make hazy.
But his lawn is very clean.
Yeah, he's got fence. He's got one of those fences around his
Keeps
lawn.
Keeps some kids off his lawn.
And then good news coming from Boulder, Colorado.
Check them out.
Boulder Beer Company to release refreshed packaging in June. So they feature cans with black tops, and they have a little black border on the bottom that says Boulder Beer Company. But the labels have a little bit of a refresh. They went to a design and advertising agency to help them. But they do look fresh. They do look new. And so if we come across Boulder cans, we'll know that they're
now. I know. That's always the danger of when you do a label refresh. Your old stuff sticks out like a sore thumb. Now, right now, hazelnut brown, the Rogue hazelnut.
Oh, yes.
Producer Becky's go-to beer. It went through the label refresh. So now, like, the old guy with the balding hair.
Oh, man.
That guy's going away. And now when I see that guy, I was like, oh, old beer.
Did that beer get old? Does that beer turn? Has Becky ever said, like, oh, this is
yeah,
bad?
Yeah. She's had a couple, like, where they were kind of off, and which I think probably just oxidized or something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But, I mean, obviously not like an IPA, but those will go bad. I mean, seems like anything with adjuncts in it is going to have a shelf life, you know?
Good point.
Except for pineapple hazies.
Oh,
this will last forever.
I think of this, Matt. Do this.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
See, I was listening. And then this PSA goes out to Paul. I want you to be careful now, because BevMo is now prototyping curbside pickup for their locations now.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
So he's gonna get run over mid call. Is that what you say?
He'll be sitting there making a phone call, and they'll knock on his window and be like, "Sir, what's your receipt number?
So, yeah,
what are you picking up?
You pick it up? You Uber Eats?
You're in the to go spot, sir. Right. 5 minutes or less,
is
please.
Is this Luponic number 5 yours? Did you order the Luponic number 5?
No, number 4. I ordered the flight. The
1 through 4.
Yeah. 1 through 4.
But they said it's not limited to alcohol. It can be party supplies or soft beverages.
Emergency party supplies.
But
tonic water.
Technically, in California, if you order alcohol online, it can be delivered legally. Mm-hmm. But you cannot buy in store.
So that's delivered. For like Uber Eats, go pick up my beer, make a beer run for me?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Yes, I am Michael. Hello.
Hello, I'm Michael. I pick up beer. No.
Obviously, you still need an ID. But I don't know if it needs to be like a licensed establishment that does the delivery. I don't know if a third party can pick up and deliver. So, but essentially, like if somebody ordered beer online from Tioga, Tioga could deliver it. That is a thing that exists. But so, yeah, you could go online and there's no minimum and just be like, I want one 22-ounce bottle, and they'll bring it out to you. Then you can order another one and they'll bring it out to you. And say you forgot napkins and you could order it online and they'll bring it out to you.
Okay.
So you could literally be as lazy as possible, still forget the same amount of things when you go to the store, and they'll bring it out to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they should just partner with Sonic and have little drive-up windows.
Their busiest time will be from midnight to 3 a.m.
Tots and beer.
Tots. We need some tots. Pass down the South Gate, bro.
No. It's all mine.
It's a cool growler. I want to hold it. It's got a nice paint job.
You
want
to hug it?
Yes.
I'd really nice. Help you, but
that all
there's somebody much closer than I am.
The culture you have, Matt? There's all the, no, you got more. All right.
He is not going to pass your stuff game down.
He's busy. He's getting his culture news. Thank you. Thank you.
There's one, but it's very controversial. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's what we're here for, right?
Make fun of things. Drink beer.
There's a Louisiana.
And roll out of beer.
Louisiana legislative lawmaker that wants to loose suggests looser drinking laws, stating that he would like to allow 19 and 20-year-olds to buy drink, drink alcohol beverages as long as they've obtained a certificate.
Certificate?
Yeah.
I have a drinking certificate.
But
good job, son.
The moral of his story is saying that when people have house parties, they're more encouraged to abuse alcohol and other drugs. So he's stating that if people are legally allowed at a younger age to drink, that they might do it more responsibly in public places versus private.
If we let them start fucking up at 19 and 20, by the time they're 21, they'll figure their shit out. That's insane. Yeah.
But it does state that Louisiana had a legal drinking age of 18 up until 1986.
And those were the greatest days of Louisiana's ever, is when our teenagers could drink. Let's get back to those days. Mm-hmm. Let's hand out certificates.
So, I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Well, 18-year-old Mike would be like, yeah! But me, old guy Mike's like, no. Just keep it 21, bro.
Yeah. But he will not miss that one.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
I'm bored. I have nowhere to go and nothing to do.
You have the internet. Shut the
hell up. Yeah, you have the internet now. I didn't have that. I didn't have the internet. And nothing.
But with parental consent.
I had a broken Volkswagen. That's what I had.
Younger drinkers would receive a certificate called the Louisiana Alcohol Drinking Consumption Permit. Certificate by taking an educational course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you take is it like a tasting? Like I have to taste which is a lager? What's a liquor?
No. Not like that.
Oh, okay.
So that's you guys destroyed the story, so there you go.
Well, that's what we do.
You're welcome.
That's my culture.
Culture. That's Matt's culture. Well, you got Nick. Come on, bring it.
All right. Yeah. This is going to be
What's your Louisiana? You got a better Louisiana story than that?
Yeah.
You do not.
April 7th is Parabola Day.
I wonder if Louisiana gets Firestone.
Mm-hmm. Let's find out.
I don't know. I mean, Duval. Duval beer.
I know. I know how you feel about Firestone, but they still make Parabola, so I don't care.
I don't care. If I marked Firestone off the list, I'd be in real trouble here. I can't drink Firestone.
I would just drink it at home. I would not tell you. You can mark it off all you want.
Don't tell Mikey.
Yeah.
Karen's out one night. She's like, I'm going to tell him. No, don't tell him.
Don't tell him.
No, I'm telling him right now.
We'll never get invited to Dorktown again.
I'm texting him right now. Nick is drinking Firestone. What do you think of that?
I think I only drink, besides Parabola, well, this is, of course, bought with my own money. Parabola, Luponic, whatever number they're on right now, and Velvet Merlin. I think that's just about my extent of Firestone beers.
It's number 9.
Number 9. I just don't buy many of their other beers.
Mm-hmm.
I've had them. I've tried them.
Right. I just bought the mix pack right now. It's got the X1, but...
Your X1.
It's
Is
more
that a Star Wars reference?
It's more of that they're just so prevalent here that if I couldn't drink Firestone, it'd be rough because their spots were the only thing I could drink is a Firestone.
Hmm. They've wedged in a Luponic handle just about everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Luponic's pretty much their, I guess what used to be Pale 31, I guess.
Yeah, I've even seen it in places that used to have 805.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it in places that used to have DBA.
That's a good
reason. Yeah, DBA.
Yeah. DBA.
But 805 pretty much wiped out DBA.
A golden ale.
Tasty.
Yummy. Golden ale.
And now it's going to be Lager Wars 2018.
Lager Wars.
Is that what's happening this year?
Yep.
Yeah, it's all lager, man. Lager's cool. Everywhere.
Founders, Firestone, Tioga.
I had a Sierra Nevada hoppy lager.
Anchor.
Hoppy lager? What one's that one lager. Called? Is it called hoppy lager?
Yes. It's Sierra
classic
Nevada.
Sierra Nevada. On. They're like, what should we call it? What is it? A hoppy lager? There you go.
Yeah.
You just
print.
Named it.
Send it to print.
Send it. That's so exciting, Sierra, when you don't name your beer.
Pale ale.
It wasn't called Ultra Vez.
No, I'm looking Ultra forward Vez. To Ultra Vez in the cans.
They got
year.
Oh, they got the six pack cans. Yes. It's at the Fig Garden. Fig Garden right here.
Summer's a beautiful thing.
It's right here. I know. I was tempted to get just because I was like, man, I was like, it's not hot enough, but I want that.
Okay. It's 70 degrees. I'm sweating today.
No, man.
He needs a 95 plus.
Yeah, I need 90s. The 90s
at noon.
Hmm.
Don't try to wedge in some new Rock 104
on this radio show.
90s show. At noon.
In this show. Don't say radio.
Radio show?
More stuff, Nick.
Where's
More
Bells? Nick stuff. Bells does it better than I do. Okay. Oh.
Ooh, ooh.
Everybody
ooh,
likes ooh. A good pairing.
Mm-hmm.
How about brewery and shoe pairing?
Okay.
So, Vans, yes. Vans Ooh, what would be skate Vans? Company,
mm-hmm. My favorite.
What a shoe company, Vans shoe company.
Yeah.
They do custom one-off Vans now, right? Mm-hmm. You can get your Disney Vans.
There's an Eddie Van Halen Vans.
Beatles. Is there a Van Halen Vans?
Mm-hmm. The
Vans
the Eddie's,
Halen.
Eddie's design.
Is it the red and white stripes?
Guitar? Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course.
Go figure. So now. Here's one more thing I need to spend my money on.
I had those for like a long time.
Where are they at?
I don't know. That's a good question. I was just thinking about that. I was like, where the hell are
where
they?
Are they?
That's something I would have said. I probably have them in a box somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to be worth
some right. Reason. It's right
Are they
there.
Up there? Are they up there?
I don't know. There is a Vans box over
they
there.
They might be in there. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
So, I don't know. This is the first one I've been alerted to. I don't know if others have done this, but Barley Forge Brewery mm-hmm. has their own custom Vans high tops.
Southern California? What?
Yes.
Because they're SoCal.
Yep.
How do they get that?
You can do it. You could custom order Vans with any logo, any image you want.
Oh. But you got to like order a certain amount.
Probably.
Well, I wonder if we could get perfect pour ones.
Oh, that'd be cool. I do have to say cheers to Fontana Jim for the tip-off on that one.
The Fontana Jim?
The Fontana
On social media?
I do have a pair of Volkswagen Vans coming.
Oh, look at you. Are they a bus?
No, it's a
Beetle?
Famous car show in Southern California called the Bug Inn.
Oh.
They did them.
Have you been there?
Have
you been
I have not. Show? I want to go this year because I have the shoes now.
Why haven't you guys gone? What's the matter with you guys?
It's in L.A. It's like 4 hours.
It's in
L.A. And then you got to find a hotel.
Go with
the My Volkswagen's not running.
What?
I know. It sucks.
Jeez.
No, I've never been to the Bug Inn. I've been to the Classic.
Get Matt over there. He'll help you out.
I've had burgers.
Get that thing running.
There's a cool spot in Orange County called Nick's Burgers. Of course, it's cool. It's called Nick's.
Oh, yeah. Anything called Nick's. Cool. Mm.
What else have we done?
I don't know. My Volkswagen died on the road today, so.
Oh,
what's going on here, guys?
Man. I just attributed it to needing to go to the gas station.
It's weird. When I put gas in, it started right up.
No, it really was weird. I was driving down Bullard. And because they repaved it recently, there's those electrical bunkers still there that have the dip that they haven't fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And so right by the ponding basin.
By the fire station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I, well, no, this one was before that. It was right by the ditch before fruit. And I hit that and it went down and up and the motor died. Hmm. I had power to everything else except the motor, and it was even in gear, and the motor didn't start back up. Just pulled out of gear, coasted it to the side, and but it started right back up. Made it to the gas station, drove it the whole rest of the day, and it was fine. But
very
yes, yeah. I've never known.
Something with the gas tank. The gas like flew somewhere.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
You knocked loose all the rust in the gas tank.
It yeah. The G-force. The G-force killed it.
Yeah. Volkswagen.
But, yeah, so that was my... You wanted to talk about running Volkswagens.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go.
I'm all about it, dude. This is what the show's about.
You've never lived life until you've driven a Volkswagen to L.A. That's all I guess.
Hey, you drive till you've driven a 69 Mustang over the grapevine.
Yes.
With white knuckle.
Woo!
Like, this is gonna crap out of me any second.
Any second now.
Brakes, shitty ass brakes.
Yep. And you're on the uphill.
Like, hey, come on. Yeah, that climb up the grapevine.
Yep.
And all these trucks and all these signs like, water over here when you overheat.
Come
you're
on.
You're overheat. Here's water.
Castaic. Come on. Come on. Road sign never looks so
come
good. There's Gorman. Okay, we're almost there. Oh, Castaic. Come on, Castaic.
Before the time before
oh, lions.
Cell phones.
Lions. Oh, my God. Thank goodness. There's lions exit.
Yep. But when the emergency phones in the side of the road were a factor.
Yellow boxes.
I hope there's a phone around here. No.
Do not drink the roadside water.
Nah, it's not that great.
Oh, man, grapevine roadside water brewing.
Oh,
your temperature gauge is going up and your fuel gauge is going down at the same time.
What's a temperature gauge?
One of my best friends, he had an old Celica. And this was when I was in Los Angeles. And we drove it to Las Vegas. And, like, outside of Las Vegas, like in Banning or something, it was on H like this whole time. Oh. We found a gas station. We're like, all right, and with the mechanic, and we're like, well, we gotta just take it. What are we gonna do? We're just so hyped for Vegas too. And he's like, and we could not find the plug for the radiator. And we're like, this guy will find it. He's like, he looks around. He's like, yeah, this doesn't have any plug. You're fine. I'm like, can't you do something with something? He's like, no, you're fine. We're like, okay, we just went to Vegas with an on H the whole way.
Wow.
We made it somehow. I don't know how. Would not have made it.
Well,
because there's just vast amounts of desert and nothing.
Yeah, but what that means is you just had a bad sensor. The car was fine the whole time.
It probably was. Probably, you're probably right.
Luckily, I mean, you guys made it.
Oh, God. Where are we at, guys?
I don't know.
There's a whole section of show I would cut out if I was a better editor, but I'm not. So hope you guys all enjoyed that. What else is happening, all right. Nick?
Pine and Palms anniversary this weekend. Don't forget.
Oh yeah.
Is that Friday or Saturday?
Saturday. He says there's a line. Line Fest.
Line Fest.
Opening the doors at 11 o'clock.
11 a.m.?
Yeah.
Nice. That's early. That never opened the door that early. Oh, man. I'm already slurring.
Like a brewery.
Brewery. I'm going to be there. Hopefully. Probably.
Special release barrel-aged beer.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
What? Come on.
I just want to show up.
Just want to show up?
Show up for the
line. I'm just here for the line.
I'm here for the line.
Where's your line?
I'm just here for the line. You know what this is for? No, I don't. I'm just here for the line.
This is a great line.
It's a great line. When some car pulls, you know, have you ever been in the beer line? This happened a lot at Pliny. You wouldn't think it would happen at younger line because you would think everyone in Santa Rosa is hip to what happens, you know, every 2 weeks for every year. But still, people would pull up and be like, what's going on here? What's going on? It's a beer line, sir. What? Wait. We're in line for beer. Yeah, we're in line for beer. Fucking keep driving.
The line moved 6 inches and you're like, oh, son of a bitch.
I'm not going to sit standing and explain it to you in your car. There's somebody behind you, guy. Keep driving.
Okay. You fucking nerds! Fuck you!
That's an actual conversation that happened at Russian River.
That's, yeah. Not paraphrasing, folks. That's verbatim. And from fresh off the presses from Loyo.
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 Drake's professional industry Loyo.
Yeah, our industry insider.
Industry insider Loyo.
Champagne IPAs.
Yeah, these.
This is
they call them brut.
Brut.
Brut. Is that how you pronounce them?
Brut? Extra brut.
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 Brut IPAs.
I have no idea.
It seems to be...
Go to Total Wine and find out.
they didn't have any. I was in there today. So this is a new thing coming out of. It seems to be birthing out of the Bay Area. It's from a dude in the Bay Area.
It's a dude?
I don't know. Or it's a girl. I have no idea. That is very chauvinistic to me. Assume it was a guy. But so it's supposed to be a super clean IPA.
Yeah, they found a way to find. They found an enzyme that will extra process all the sugars, so there's no extra sweetness laying around. It's super dry, super.
I like the super dry part. But then I saw champagne thrown in there. I was like, no.
Takes the complex sugars in beer completely fermentable.
Are they talking about this at Tioga yet, Matt? This brewed IPAs?
Ultra dry.
I haven't heard of it or really read into it, so.
All right.
It's news to me. But I mean, yeah, sometimes there are complex sugars that could ferment over time. I mean, because, you know, sugar fermenting, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I mean, technically it's just making beer, GMO.
Is there champagne yeast? I want to.
There is.
It feels okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, that sounds feels familiar. Champagne yeast, is that a thing?
But they're doing something. Well, I don't know. Enzymes could be in the yeast. I have no idea where the enzymes are.
But they're saying that you're not going to have any of that malt bullshit.
No maltiness.
But
it's completely dry, brute-like.
But I mean, enzymes. Well, technically, they would be separate from the yeast because, like Stone's Delicious IPA. They introduce clarity enzymes to help clarify the beer, but it also does reduce the gluten content of the beer. But yeast doesn't reduce the gluten content. It just makes alcohol.
Mm. Gosh darn it, yeast. You're great. Well, I need to try them. Are they saying that Drake's is going to make a brut IPA? Is that what
they have
the info? They have done it.
Trocken Extra Brut IPA.
Trocken Extra Brut.
Trocken Extra Brut. And so this was.
Trocken. Down there killed them. I want to try. This is going to be the 2019 thing. Mark it down. We're the first podcast to talk about brewed IPAs, as far as I'm aware. I haven't listened to SD Beer Talk or 3BZine this week yet. So, as far as I know,
yeah,
we're dropping the knowledge first. As long as they don't
drop their episode first.
Are you just trying to claim it?
Kim Sturdivant. She's the one that came up with this
episode. Oh, look, see? It's a Kim.
It was a Kim.
Ow. I just got beer in my eye.
No, great.
I'm filing a claim.
Beer eye. You got beer eye?
Yep, I got beer eye. I'm going to sue all the golden gods.
Sue them all. 1-800 sue the bastard.
New beer. Man, we've been slow color. To a new beer because we had this growler going
this
around.
This is what happens when you get a growler. Mm-hmm.
We're changing it up here. Collective Project Imperial Porter. Ooh, an Imperial Porter, huh? Collective Project is out of where?
Jumbo Shrimp.
It's a product of Canada. imported by Collective Arts.
What?
In Vermont. Collective Snow. Arts Brewing in Hamilton, Ontario. And, where? Oh, Exopero. Exopero.
Is that East Coast Canada?
It is. I would say Midwest Canada.
Midwest. Oh, Midwest. I can't have Midwest Canada.
Canada.
Don't have a lot of imperial porters because a lot of people would say, "Well, that's just a stout, right?" But that's not.
This is yeah.
If you. What's, can you really tell you, like, hey, this is porter, this is stout? If something was, if they're both the same alcohol percentage, or is it more the point of a porter is it's going to be lower ABV than a
stout? I mean, technically, there are parameters of what makes what.
What?
You could have, but you can make either beer take on the same things. You could have an imperial porter, an imperial stout. You could have a Russian imperial porter. You could have Russian imperial stout. You could have, a robust porter.
Okay.
Could taste just like a stout. So it's, as far as I'm concerned,
it's confusing.
It's just what you call it. There are parameters, but somebody could release a chocolate strawberry porter and they could release a chocolate strawberry stout just because they want to.
Yeah. Wasn't it the type of grain they used?
The grain makes a difference.
The grain, like if they used a, if they used a roasted malt, then it was a stout. But if it was just a dark malt, it could be a porter.
All malts are roasted.
No, but they roast them extra for
extra or roasted, sprouted. Bro.
Was it sprouted then?
Super roasty.
There was something different that they did for a stout. Mm.
Yeah, if only we had the internet to help us.
Where's Scotty B when you need
him? Where's Scotty B, Chief? I can tell you right now. I can hear you guys are struggling.
It was toasted or roasted, or they did something a little bit longer for the stout.
Quiznos?
Quiznos.
Toasted.
We have a pepper bar.
At Subway, I don't ever get my sandwich toasted.
They don't have a pepper bar. Because
it takes too long.
Takes too
long. I jump ahead of line all the time because I don't get my sandwich toasted. They're like, toasted, not toasted. I'm like, nope. And then they got to go move on to my ingredients. While the guy in front of me, he's getting his sandwich toasted, jump right ahead of him. Wow. Boom, boom, boom. I'm out. And he's like, what happened? I'm like, you got your fucking sandwich toasted, bro. That's what happened. I like mine soft, my bread soft and fresh. That's luxury bread.
Yeah.
You luxury. Got shifter bread with your toasted.
Your yoga mat bread.
Yeah. You can't tell if it's day old when they toast it.
That's right. I could tell. Now I can taste like, this is old bread. Wish I had it toasted.
Isn't that the worst when you see the bread that just came out of the oven? You're like, oh, I'll just take sourdough. And they pull out that leprosy sourdough from the top tray. And you're just like, oh, fuck.
Or that 6-inch one that they cut off like 3 hours ago for somebody.
Oh,
like,
oh,
here's that one.
Yeah.
There you go. Sucker. Oh,
here's the bag of leftovers.
Yeah.
Finally, we get to use these.
Yep.
Is that all your culture, Nick?
Bread ins. Talking Vans. Pine and Palm.
Pine and Palm.
Alesmith.
Maybe we're going to have a get it at Pine and Palm Saturday, huh?
Alesmith. Tony Gwynn Foundation fundraiser. The 5K that they do around the little park near Alesmith is happening.
Okay.
June 23rd, but signups are now.
Now. Sign up now.
Yeah.
Do I get a beer after I get a $3.94?
I don't see why you couldn't take a beer while you're walking.
Right. But that you can have an open container.
Wasn't that one of your things?
That's one of my things.
Have a beer in public?
Just like, screw it, man. I'm just going to have my beer. I'm going to walk around my neighborhood with my beer. What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. What's going to happen?
Could get arrested.
You have a very small neighborhood, though, so you might be all right.
Fling it. Well, I have there's a mix of sheriff. I could encounter a sheriff, or I could encounter a Fresno PD. Mm-hmm. And I know what's going to happen.
Where's the line?
Mm-hmm. Do I do that move, get ready to do the move of just like tossing it in the bushes real quick?
Yes.
As soon as I see a cop flip a U, I go, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Yep.
You were holding a beer, and then I turned around, and now where'd your beer go?
Where'd your beer go?
That's crazy, beer.
You're like,
why would I be walking around my neighbor with a beer, sir?
You're like, that was a Pliny, so you got to get out of here, because it's spilling over right now.
So, could you look in the, because my Pliny is spilling out in the bushes right now.
I got time to save it if you just go away.
Just go away.
So, since there's no sidewalks on your street...
No, we don't believe in them.
If you just stayed in front yards, technically you could walk.
Sidewalks are for liberals!
Technically,
that's a socialist idea.
You could be on private property and walk all the way to the nearest street corner without being on.
Interesting.
So there's a.
Oh, yeah. I could just say, this is my yard. Just somebody from two streets away. What are you doing there? Just hanging out in my yard, sir. Look like you're walking. Nope. Hate walking.
Hey, you walk.
I was like standing in this yard, and I mean my yard, and drink, because my property.
And then the sprinklers turn on you.
This is fine.
And then an old lady comes out. Sir, I don't know who that guy is. Get in the car. Get it back in the house, Grandma. She's got the head. She ain't right in the head.
The dementias.
She doesn't know who I am.
Yeah. We're going to get her the medical marijuana next week.
Don't you worry. Everything's great, officer. Just a drunk. Harmless drunk. Harmless neighborhood drunk, sir.
Next week, go on. Next week
on
Squidbillies.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. I know Squidbillies, but I don't have a reference right now. Damn it. I'm sure everyone's disappointed.
You just made the reference, the whole bit.
It's a whole Squidbillies. Ciao. Hi, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're waiting for another beer.
Oh, another beer.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. We don't need another beer.
We have 64 ounces of pineapple goodness.
Do we want to do some craft beer world gossiping?
Yes.
What else do we do on here?
One of the co-founders of Fieldwork.
Oh, yes.
Was in some little bit of legal trouble because he was... doing some road raging, allegedly. Field work out of the Bay Area. We've had many field works. Oh, it's been a while since we had a field work.
You had some offspring on the radio? Is that what you're saying?
And lots of the amazing field work. Drive, they don't know how to make a beer sec twice, but they're an amazing brewery. One of their founders, Alex Tweet, had a little road rage incident, and now it's legally coming down on him that he has to deal with it in a legal matter. Apparently, there was an incident where they almost hit each other, and then allegedly Alex went after this person, like followed him, and eventually they stopped on along the roadway, and the other driver's brother was in the car, and that guy allegedly was beat up by Alex, and that guy was suing, either pressing charges. So, Alex's pled innocent to the innocent to the charges, and said this is going to be fine. This is nothing, and everything's going to be cool. But
this is happening. I'm matting you right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm down on it. Yeah, I can't believe Matt didn't pick up on this before you did. This is so Matt right now.
Yeah, I have allergies right now, so I'm not on my game.
He's not in a song reference game. That's what happened.
That's what happened.
When I go driving, I stay in my lane. Makes what happened.
That's what happened.
Poor Alex. He said it's all cool. Don't worry about it. It's going to be cool. But it does bring up a serious thing that if he's ruled guilty and that they could have their liquor license taken away or suspended or...
And that'll affect all five?
Yeah, because his name is on all five of the liquor licenses. That's
that is insane.
That would be rough.
Yeah.
I would hopefully a judge wouldn't go that far with it, but it is out there that it could happen.
Yeah, but you get the wrong judge that doesn't care for all these new breweries and what they stand for.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I don't care about that stuff.
Yeah.
But we'll keep following this breaking news. And hopefully, and Fieldwork has one tap. I have directly from news from Fieldwork that they still have one tap room to give. So, hey, everything's cool, Fieldwork. We'll back you up. I know a couple lawyer. I have a couple lawyer friends if you need any help.
Nice.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. All right. We're cool. Everyone's cool. We're good. We're having fine. Having a fine fun time.
All the breweries are fine.
All the breweries are fine. We're all good. That means it's time for the listeners to take over the show because I'm not doing a very good job. See? I'm not doing a very good job at all. I'm choosing the wrong voicemail. God dang, dude.
Cheers to our golden gods.
Yeah.
Even they.
Anyone sitting through my crap. Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? 559-492-0542 is a voicemail line of the Dorktown Network, which includes the Perfect Pour. You can also email us audio, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And that's what these listeners have done. And they are going to be the first voicemails of the week. And it comes from...
This person right
this
here.
Person right here.
Right here.
Right here.
Right now.
And I'm working with a new old board and...
Here. And now.
And super now.
And Janine.
Hi.
How you guys doing? It's Sunday, actually.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, fun day.
We tried to call you last night, but it didn't work out.
Uh-oh. It got interrupted.
It did. It wasn't very good, and we didn't keep it tight, so we screwed it up pretty badly. However, we're calling you now. So
that's the one we want to hear.
Dude, places that
yeah, come on.
Need to serve beer that don't currently serve beer. We're on the on board with this one because every time I'm somewhere, I'm like, wish I had a beer right now. And so we decided that school, theaters, and gyms are number one on the list. Reason for this, Janine?
Anytime you have to go see your kid in something, it's painful. Even though you love your kid, it's still painful. But it would make it so much less painful if you had a beer in your hand.
Choir concert, spelling bee.
Volleyball game, basketball game.
They had taps there. I mean, just like even just a couple taps. I don't know, something. For the guys, I think Victoria's Secret would be a sweet place for a couple taps.
Ooh.
And for the girls, I think Cabela's would be super cool.
Yeah. Honey, can I go shopping for a little more for some more bras? And I'd be like, yeah, I got a green flash in my hand. I don't
yeah. And then the guy's like, I'm kind of looking at more flashlights and coolers. And you're like, yeah, okay, I'll have another beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
That'd be totally cool. So we thought we'd be funny if we talked about weird beer laws. So and I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but in Colorado... If you go to a grocery store, any beer sold out of a grocery store has to be 3.2% by volume. And so that means that anything you get there. And so everybody waters down their beers to make it fit that little 3.2%.
Right. That's, so don't buy a beer in a supermarket in Colorado.
Yeah, no, you can. Yeah.
If you're from out of state, don't do it.
Yeah, believe it or not, especially
you have to go to a liquor store.
Yeah, you have to go to a liquor store if you want to get even yeah. Coors Light. Like Coors Light's 4.1% by weight, not by volume. It's a totally different thing. So basically, there's no alcohol in the piss beer you can buy at the grocery store here. We wish we had what you guys have, and I can get a case of Ralph's.
And don't go riding your horse either while you're drunk, because you'll get a ticket.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Go riding your horse with a beer. That is that's considered a vehicle in Colorado.
Yep. Bike too.
Bicycle. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. But I say fuck that. I ride my bike with a beer. I don't care.
So, and then Utah, they can't brew anything over 4%.
Oh, no. It's Oklahoma.
No.
Oh, that's right.
Utah, too.
Yeah, well, in Oklahoma.
Utah and Oklahoma, nothing over 4%.
Well, in Utah, though, no, they can have beer over 4% in Utah, but in Oklahoma, but it has to be warm. It can't be served cold.
Oh, that's right.
That was a fucking, so weird beer laws.
Okay, weird beer laws. Oh, and we went to our new brewery for this weekend was Westbound and Down. It's in Idaho Springs. It was really cool. It was really good. Had really good food. Stop it.
It was good. I liked it.
No, keep going.
And I had good food and it had good beer. Really good beer.
Oh, what's the
love their Dippa.
Yep, a good Dippa. Very oily and tasty and amazing.
And Colin, real quick, has an idea for Untappd.
Yep, Untappd. My idea is called Brewery Mode, where you tell it to go into Brewery Mode. You tell it which brewery that you're at, and then it only recommends the beers that are at that brewery to you. And it brings up those beers more quickly as you type in that beer. So why would they do that? They could also do the beers that come in order of the way that people order them. So, for example, when you get a flight, you start with the Kolsch or the Pilsner and you end with the Stout. So the next beer they could recommend to you as you're checking in beers would be the next one on on the list of the most checked in after that
that's
one.
I think it'd
be
pretty
easy to implement. That's a lot of programming.
Also, Festival Mode. Why don't they do that? Festival Mode would be great. You're at a festival. You're going to drink 50,000 beers. What happens after an hour? You're too drunk to check in beer. But what if they kind of knew the people around the location you're at? And
somebody's at the door.
Who's here?
We got to go.
Pizza.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Here, get that. That's a package from us.
Whoa.
We sent them a package.
We didn't.
Oh. They were whispering.
Damn it.
They were whispering at the end. What kind of package did you send them, Mikey?
We didn't send them anything.
Ding dong. Pizza's here. Pizza guy.
Pizza guy.
I'm trying to bring it back. I don't think I can.
Cable guy.
They whispered. That's a different thing I'm doing.
So were they standing by the door, the hoard the whole time?
They're just waiting for the UPS guy.
Ding dong.
I gotta go.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Okay, we're good here. She said, "Answer the door." Babe, I think maybe. That's a daughter, babe.
Wow. We'll get you.
What do they do on Sundays?
You. What do they do?
What are Sundays like at the Colin and Janine house?
Sounds like they have fun. They're a fun couple, them couples.
They're looking for friends, perfect poor friends in Colorado.
Ladies and gentlemen, perfect portians everywhere. I lift my glass. Cheers!
Cheers!
Gentlemen of the Perfect Pour, this is your Nebraska rep, Binge Clark, checking in for the very last time.
What?
We have had our fun.
What?
And had a good run. But, according to Perfect Pour Representative Code, I believe it's Article 2, Subsection 3, you've got to live where you rep and rep where you live.
Uh-oh.
And I am not going to live in Omaha anymore. I got a new job. So
no.
I am moving out to Santa Rosa, California.
Santa Rosa.
Sonoma Never County, North Bay, Perfect Portians, hit me up. Find me on social media, Benj Clark. And let's have a get it. Let's do something like the first week of May.
No.
If possible, you know, Paul from Fairfax. I'm looking at you, man.
Him and Paul cannot be
right,
best friends.
You're right.
I couldn't find you.
We just become best friends.
Let's get together. I need to make some new friends.
Damn it.
I'm going to take a page from my neighbors and friends, Colin and Janine. I'm not going to tell you my favorite Colorado brewery. I'm not going to tell you my favorite Nebraska brewery. But I am going to tell you some things I'm going to miss about Omaha. Because I know... None of you have been here. None of you plan on coming here. But Omaha's a place you find yourself sometimes in life. And, you know, maybe it's the College World Series, or maybe it's our world class zoo, or maybe you just want to hang out with Warren Buffett for the weekend at the Berkshire Hathaway weekend in May. But good news is we have got, I think, about a dozen breweries here now. Nebraska Brewing Company is fantastic. Cross Drain is very interesting. And if you can find it, Scratchtown Brewing out in western Nebraska, on the Sandhills, middle of nowhere, they're doing some really crazy and amazing things.
I freaking love that.
It's just, I don't know what they're doing, but it's fantastic. And there's many more Scratchy. Besides them, too. They're making some good stuff here. And a place you can find all of that is the Crescent Moon. It's one of these brew pubs that opened up, I think, in the 90s. You know, back when we were talking about microbrewing, you know, yes. Microbrews.
Microbrew.
Microbrewing.
They don't have the most taps in town, but you know what? Guys, they have the best taps in town. It's the most interesting and just fantastic stuff. So they also have an attached bottle shop, and a couple other breweries are just right around the corner and next door. And these are the guys that host the brew fests, the different beer fests here. And these aren't the hybridized beer and whatever fests Fresno is subjected to. Now, these guys do it legit, and they do a ton
what,
of them.
The fairgrounds? Is that what
we just had, like, Bock Fest this weekend, where it's just all Bock beers are rolling out, all the early spring stuff. It's a lot of fun. So, anyway, that's probably it for me for now. As always, keep up the good work, guys. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Cheers.
Yes, we're losing a Nebraska rep and gaining a Santa Rosa rep.
Yeah, but him and Paul are going to become best friends, and then
yeah,
they're going to start their own podcast.
Forget about us. Yep. Oh, yeah, I see that.
Oh, man.
Damn it. We're over. We're done.
The music and the voice. Oh, my gosh. We're done.
We're done. Well, I hate losing a Nebraska rep. I like having an Omaha rep. That sucks. This is bad news. This is terrible news for the Perfect Bar, for the show. We're in trouble now.
We're in trouble. We're closing the doors.
Yeah. We're green flashing it right now.
Shut her down. Podcast for sale.
Yeah, we're shutting down our Nebraska holdings.
Highest bidder.
That's it.
I'll start the bid at $12.
$12.
You could have Mikey and Louie. And what else do you get with this podcast?
That's it.
Moleskin. Free Moleskin with purchase.
I love gold. I do have a new Moleskin that I haven't quite gotten to yet. I pre-planned my Moleskin because I have about 5 pages left in my current one. And I was nice. I got to order a new one. So it's just sitting there. Well, Colin and Janine. Oh, speaking of, Louis is going to go on. He is trying various places to lay down this episode. And he was in producer Becky's chair. Then he was on the floor. And now he's trying to dig into the Food 55 in a way that he's never done before. And it's freaking me out.
I could lay here.
You're fine, Louis. Yeah, go ahead. Put your head right there.
Yeah, in the crate.
Next to the glasses.
That'll be comfortable.
From Odd 13 Brewing. This is codename Superfan.
Yes.
It is an IPA. And I'm going to try to get it to you.
We're missing a player right now.
No, Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. Ooh, did you hear the DeLoreans in Ready Player One?
Yes, but it's a hybrid, if I could use.
Oh, it's not the Bench Back Clark's. To Future DeLorean?
They blend other 80s cars with it, so I see it has the Knight Rider flashing red light on the grill. I wonder what else they did with it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I hope it has that same hum that the Back to Future DeLorean has when it hits a gas.
That was an excellent impression, sir. Yeah.
So, I don't know if this was meant for us because there was 2 cans on our side, 2 cans on your side. So the line.
It wasn't, but no, that's fine. You're fine.
You're crossing the line.
We already ordered. We just opened up a new beer, but yeah, we'll wait on that. What?
We did.
I didn't even drink.
When did that happen?
What? You're over there. The fridge mic didn't get turned on. I didn't know. I thought you were taking care of business over there. And then you went to the fridge.
I was playing the nose trumpet over there, but while I was there.
This is that. Oh, this is a Colorado beer from the Colorado reps. It's not bad, actually.
It's not that bad.
Pretty good. It's pretty good. Oh man, we got a lot of voicemails this week, guys. Guys, you humble us with your voicemails.
Can you hear me?
Perfect. Oh. Oh. What's going on, boys?
What's up?
It is Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
Of the Florida Rep.
Ooh.
Man, sorry about having my turn signal on for so long on my last call in. I was stuck at a light and I had my turn
Whenever you're stuck in a light, call the perfect door.
But, yeah. Man, I am pumped up. You know why?
Why?
Because I had one of the cheapest bar tabs ever. At a brewery. You will not believe it. Now,
zero
you guys may not know this, but
zero.
I am a club member at New South.
Industry.
But I had I had two versions of New South Citrified. One was a peach version of Citrified, which was, it wasn't overly peachy. It wasn't a peach bomb. It was.
I hate food. Peach bombs.
The peach.
This isn't a peach bomb, is it?
Of the straw hops pretty well. But then I also had a lime version of Citrified, which
lime.
Was a lime bomb. Like,
crazy. Lime bomb.
They used actual.
Bro, this is a lime bomb.
In brewing this beer. And I tell you, the finish was incredible. Straight up. Key lime, almost key lime pie-ish in a way. The only thing missing was some, like, maybe lactose or maybe vanilla notes.
You didn't hear that too much.
It out, make it
this beer needs
actually
more lactose.
Taste like key lime pie. It was incredible. But, yeah. But the bar tab, I'm also missing something. I got a $6 six-pack of 12-ounce cans of their regular Citrified. What they're doing is they're trying to clear out their stock of the 12-ounce cans because Due South is switching to 16-ounce cans on every core beer they have. And Citrified has become one of their core beers, and it's one of my favorite beers that they have. But that's all I got, guys. I gotta go. Keep up the great work. Bye. Oh, wait. The total was
14,
48 for all. Everything I need. Bye.
Damn, dude.
Deal of the century.
Deal of the century. Thanks, Florida Steve. Grand Poobah, Florida reps. He controls all the reps that come through. He's the godfather of the Florida reps.
Nice Flintstones reference.
Do me a favor.
Does he have the big blue fuzzy hat?
When it comes to you. Oh, the Grand Poobah. Yes. He goes around flaunting those hats. Then Wilma and Betty show up, try to find out what's going on.
Damn it.
What's going on in there?
Damn it, Wilma.
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Florida Steve, thanks for
the
call.
I'm the Wiz. Oh, yeah.
Man, you're going deep, deep Flintstones, bro.
Hey, guys. It's single cam.
Single cam.
He's alive.
Saturday, just this early afternoon, I'm at work, going crazy, staring at spreadsheets. My mind is going numb.
Sucks.
I normally don't work on weekends, but I'm catching up on some Perfect Porridge.
Nice.
And I think I might be re-evaluating what I was going to send you for beer. And I guess my main reason for calling is
nothing.
To see if you guys have had any beers from Toppling Goliath. If you haven't,
yes.
Please let me know because I have a plug, if you will, to get some. so let me know if you guys have any top of
yeah.
Make sure to get some. It is quickly becoming my favorite brewery of all. So hope you guys are doing well. I'll keep it short and sweet this week. Keep up the good work.
I think we've had Toppling Goliath. Can't you get it in town? Pretty sure I see it.
No.
At Fig.
What?
I don't know.
Toppling.
Maybe I just see it on social media a lot. Sometimes I confuse.
In your dreams.
In your dreams, I see toppling Goliath. I can't remember having it on the show. Look, I want to go to the wall, but then that there's this the beer bottle wall, which is basically like three years old. You got to go to those cans over there and see if maybe I can catch a glimpse at something.
Hey, Perfect Four, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Hello. I'm doing laundry. This is AKA Joanne. just wanted to say I finally got my hands on a toppling Goliath.
What?
Whoa! No! All the way over here in Nash.
What's going on here?
The toppling Goliath? Something or other. Unfiltered lager. It was freaking delicious.
Unfiltered lager?
But I don't know how I feel
about that last week.
Kind of labeling it unfiltered lager. It almost seems like a reason for people to buy it or something, but it was freaking delicious. I couldn't believe I got my hands on it over here at a specialty beer shop near my house, but it's awesome. That's pretty much it, but
it's all you need.
I wish you guys would put more things of Louie on there.
More Louie.
The thing that cracked me up always is when Mikey's always yelling at Louie. So put some pictures up of Louie on your guys' Instagram or something, because he sounds hilarious and adorable. Aww. And everyone loves dogs.
Yeah, everybody.
He's all
except for
things.
Matt. He loves
cats. I guess that's pretty much it. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you. I enjoyed that call. I did make a Louie reference earlier.
I do like dogs.
Yeah,
I know you do like dogs.
I just do not like asshole dogs.
Oh, nobody does. But there you also go. Appreciate a good cat.
A good cat.
So
we used to have, at one time we had four animals going here at the house, and now we just have one.
Hmm.
We had JJ and Rogue,
wow.
Two cats, and then we had Louie and Jovi. And we now now it's just Lou. Oh. Louie's the only one remains standing.
He's the only child. No wonder he's an asshole.
He's the only child. Yeah, go on. What are you going to do? He's spoiled run.
So if you go into Untappd, punch in toppling Goliath, Pseudo Sue is the number one.
I had that up. On... I think Chew might have sent it. I think I had that on a beer bench YouTube, maybe.
Okay.
Feels like.
Pseudo Sue's a pale ale, golden nugget IPA. Pompeii is an IPA.
That's an IPA. So if this next call is toppling Goliath. I'm going to go crazy.
You might have to tell single can.
I'm going
to
go crazy.
You might topple something over.
Light speed.
Yep. Oh, light speed.
Light speed.
That sounds cool.
There you go. Photo of Louie's been posted onto our.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Our Instagram?
Yep.
Good. We'll get at Perfect Four Pod.
Perfect Four. First time caller from Chicago, IL.
Chicago.
Mm-mm.
This is Stephen Sheffer.
Mm.
I am a recent golden
He's
dad.
A golden guy.
Or
yes.
In Chicago. Golden
Cheers,
dad.
Steven.
Just wanted to say
hey,
I love this
golden
show.
Golden God here.
I
Everyone listen.
Got a couple of Steves and Stevens in the Perfect Four universe, but that's okay. I prefer to go by the name Chef.
Chef.
Sheff, like my last name. Just wanted to say I have tried a lot of different podcasts since becoming a beer geek, and... this is the only one that feels like I could actually hang out with the hosts and have a beer. Mm. So just want to say thanks for that. I landed in a great spot in the city. It's a hot spot right now for breweries.
Nice.
Been to a few tap rooms already this month. My bank account is, well, fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just want to say thanks again. Appreciate all the content you guys do. Mikey, you said you were looking for Sketchbook Brewing in Evanston, Illinois. Yep. I do not live that close to Evanston, but I will see
Come
what
on,
I can do. I'm probably the fifth guy to call in and say they're from Chicago or a girl.
No, nope, you think.
I will see what I can do. We'll,
all right.
We'll talk to Bob.
All right.
Talk to Bob. All right. Well, thanks, Perfect Four. It's been educational.
Bob.
Keep up the good work.
Wow.
Nice.
I am.
I like that. Usually I hear the opposite of where I'll be reading somebody's comments or somebody talking about some, I've heard a lot of other beer podcasts and they're boring or blah, blah, blah. But I like your podcast when they're talking about some other podcast. I never hear anyone talk about our podcast like that. So it's nice to hear. So I appreciate that.
So you're saying for every 99 mess, we got one?
Yeah, we got one. Yes.
What's this show about? Meh.
Meh. Don't worry about it.
The chef is in for Illinois.
Uh-oh.
There has not been an Illinois rep.
That's it. You're all of Chicago,
so
chef.
So he's definitely Chicago, but for all of Illinois at the
moment. Oh, now, right. Wow. You got a lot of ground. Yeah. Hope you got a good car. Gets good gas mileage, chef. Mm. You got lots to do.
The Beer Father was there, but we've never officially heard from him.
Yeah. But is the Beer Father in Chicago? I thought he's
outside
Ohio
of,
or something.
I thought he's in Illinois, right?
Okay.
But probably. He's not in Chicago.
Some other. I guess Illinois has
Aurora?
Other cities. Apparently.
Aurora, Illinois.
Aurora.
Oh. Yes. Oh man.
Woo! Woo! We're having
never
fun
this
week.
Never lets us down by always letting us down.
Oh man, new beer going on the show right now.
Oh, what?
We're still voicemailing. We got some new voicemails. It's always exciting when we get new voicemailers back to back.
But hold on, we're drinking Weldworks, guys.
And what is this we're drinking?
We're drinking the cinnamon dulce latte.
Dolce.
Whatever.
Come on, you're Italian.
Dolce. Come on, you're Italian. Come
on. Milk stout brewed with lactose, coffee, cinnamon, and vanilla.
Donate to the show from Colin and Janine, our Colorado reps.
Ding dong.
Representing all of Colorado. That means if one of our listeners is visiting Colorado Springs, Colin and Janine, you're going to have to go. Sorry.
That's
them, the rules.
Or they're going to have to fight for territory.
Right. And so if somebody's in Colorado Springs,
they're going to have to joust on paddle boards.
And you're like, no way, bro. I'm the Colorado rep for Colorado Springs rep for Perfect Bar. You're going to have to fight Colin and Janine. Mm-hmm. Or just do it. You do a drinking style battle like Raiders from Raiders of Lost Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's Marion battle.
Yeah.
Pistole.
And then you gotta turn over your glass and it's really cool.
I knew you'd show up here.
Indiana Jones. How you guys doing? We're doing good? We're having fun, enjoying ourselves, hanging out.
It's amazing.
Uh-oh. I better have it.
No, you won't like it.
I'd be more afraid of Janine than Colin.
Well, I'm afraid of women in general, sure.
No.
I'm afraid of guys. Guys I get.
I'm going to whoop your ass. But her? No.
You can definitely taste lactose in this one. In the... There's vanilla, right? Yeah. Lactose and vanilla really plays on the sweetness. You don't get too much coffee or cinnamon.
A lot of oat.
Mm-mm. This is good, though.
It is good. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Easy drinking, man. That's what we are, man. Perfect part. Easy drinking.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Scotty
B.
Hey, I just wanted to say that it was
doing laundry.
Getting to see Mikey,
yeah,
and the Knicks.
What?
Saturday.
Yeah.
No.
It was kind of.
That's private.
But it wasn't really. It was inside the building that will soon be Zach's Brewing Company. But it was right where the Fres Yes was happening, and it was really fun.
It was so fun.
I hope both of you got to try my 14% mead that I brought.
I did.
I'm pretty sure Nick had some.
He
I'm
did.
Sure about
I had some. I did.
I'm sure that happened. Don't remember. God
dang it, Scotty B.
But I also wanted to say that. Oh man, totally forgot what I wanted to say. There's something else going on. What was it? Let me just burn up my remainder of my 3 minutes trying to figure it out. No, I don't. I can't remember. I don't
damn it, Scotty B.
Forget it. Well, anyway, keep up the great work. I'm trying to.
Scotty B. I would say, of course, he's going to remember and call back in, but he didn't. So, well, hopefully next week's got to be
over. Hey, it's Evil Circle calling in. And guess
what's
what?
Up, Evil Circle?
I'm
driving.
Yeah. Work, so,
what about your laundry?
Places you should be able to get a beer, you know?
Yeah.
The hardware store, yeah, that's a good idea. But power
he's
tools,
calling from the National Weather Service warning system.
That might be a mess. But a couple places, like the dentist office.
Today, Connie,
enjoy a beer. Maybe go out with the wife somewhere, you know, shopping. Nice to have a beer with you. You know, a lot of places have them, but... Disneyland might be a good place to get a beer, especially if you have to wait in line. I know you get a California Adventure, but they should have beer stations actually in the line, you know? Get a beer, walk 10 feet, get another beer, make for a great and fantastic day. So keep up the good work, guys, and I'll talk to you later.
People are advised to stay inside.
Flash flood warning in Hanford, California. Until 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Do not try to cross streams.
Never cross the streams.
Don't cross the street.
Thanks, Evil Circle. I don't know what happened, but I'm sure...
That was perfect.
It was great.
Calling live from the...
You're storm warning. You're calling from the Hanford Weather Service storm warning system, and appreciate that.
Emergency broadcast system.
Yeah, and why does the emergency broadcast system have such terrible audio? You know, they're the broadcast system. You'd think they would figure out their audio.
And volume's 12 times louder than normal radio.
Yeah. It's like they sound like they're ordering. McDonald's.
They're like the nicotine commercials.
This is a severe weather warning for the Hanford area.
For all of Hanford. A lot of shit happens in Hanford when there's weather happening. Yeah. Hanford gets it all.
Blue Ox here.
What's up, Blue Ox?
Whoa.
Man.
In Virginia.
This is a rarity.
This OG is a fun from the beginning. Week.
Hi, Blue
Ox. Drinking a remix IPA. Green Flash Alpine no longer in Virginia.
Oh,
what a sad week.
That's sad. That's sad.
There's this moment of silence.
That was it.
Wow. Blue Ox, man.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about that. You know, we're not thinking about the ramifications of this. We're just all having fun because we're in California. Like, I can get Green Flash. Whatever I want.
Yeah, we go to Save Mart right now.
Yeah.
How old do you want it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, what, you want 2016 Green Flash? I can get you 2016 Green Flash.
Weldworks is doing nice.
It's sad. It's a sad week.
We're in the perfect board. Do you be here and guess what I've been doing? Nothing. I'm on vacation.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just relaxing, just hanging out and drinking beers and
he's watching this ride
every morning.
Yeah.
Keith, apologies to you, Holmes. I'll get your contest prize out to you as soon as
Keith won the
time.
Contest.
You know how it is, Holmes, when you buy a classic vehicle. Not really that classic, Holmes, but I just picked up a 1999 Chevy Suburban.
Nice.
1500 classic, Holmes.
Oh, it's like car guy stuff.
Special edition, Holmes. It's like those square box looking ones, is it? But with the interior of a 2000, Holmes, it's hard to find one on. You know how it is. Let's say you want paperwork. You want a paper trail. Let's say you got to be picky when you buy a vehicle, Holmes. So, you know, I've been spending a lot of time under the hood. under the chassis. Anyways, Holmes, a lot of vehicle Chevy talk, Holmes. So I drive a Chevy, that's it.
It's
I don't drive
old cars. Chevy.
Orale, no German power here. What a Mexican power. I mean, American power, eh? Anyways, I sent you guys a video on your DMs to Mike and Nick. I opened my fridge to you guys. I'll let you guys choose some beers. Go ahead. The door's still open for you guys. Just check it out. There's a lot of six packs in there, eh? So, you know, make it quick, Holmes. There's some bacon and eggs. Oh. Yep, I said it, Holmes, bacon and eggs.
Nice.
Go ahead, look at the video, take your picks. Mikey, hopefully by the time you make your picks, I'll have that hop, what's it called? The Curse Hops, the beer made for the Dodgers pitcher. Maybe I can get one out to you. Too bad. I was hoping I could get it earlier so you can get it for the opening season, Holmes. But I'm home.
No videos.
I'm going to watch some baseball, drink some beers, and then maybe get a haircut. I don't know, Holmes. Kind of weird, eh? Got a lot of
That's
hair
one
on
my of
head.
My plans for my vacation.
This cheese beer and MLB starting, so that means less of me, more of you, which is perfect. Orale, I have to watch it once. Bisachu.
MLB. Oh man, did you guys all enjoy following me on that opening day baseball?
Yeah.
Drink all day. Had the barbecue going. Oh man, the Traeger was out.
Woo.
Watching the screen in the studio here.
Smoking some eggs on Traeger.
Oh yeah. Love it.
Breakfast.
Come on over. Yeah. Thanks, Chew, your beer. Opening day, baseball. Baseball. It's baseball season, motherfucker.
Cheers to his new
Chevy. We're looking forward to you being here, and guess what I'm doing?
What?
I'm recycling. Orale, the California refund is nice, Holmes. Especially when you need a six-pack of cold IPAs to sit back and relax and enjoy them.
I don't have time to
you know,
take
anyways,
down there.
I had a question for you guys. I said, mainly more for Matt, Holmes. Hey, Matt, since you're like in the industry, your management,
an industry
and
insider.
You got to deal with people, my question to you is, what's the percentage of you getting dumb drunks or people that come in sober and they get smashed drunk and you got to kick them out? I'm like, what's the percentage like compared to bars and a brewery, you know? Like, so far, me, I hit breweries. I don't see that. I don't see people getting in there getting stupid and drunk. But, you know, you're by a college in Fresno. I don't know how it is. So you see it more than I do. You work there. So what's the percentage or what's how many times have you had to kick out like an evil circle out of your no shots to you, evil, just to put it out there.
Just randomly picking a name.
How many people do you actually kick out, Holmes, or how many people you got to tell them to keep down or relax, or how many times do you got to grab someone by their waistline and throw them out the door, Holmes? Haven't seen it. Would be cool to see it. If anything, if I'm there, I fucking help you throw them out. I said, it's not a problem, Holmes. You know, kind of done it a couple times myself. Not myself, but I've done it to others. What are they? Chew your beer and let me see. A great way to let go is chew your beer. The week is almost here, eh? Happy Easter, eh? Go hide your weevils in your hyena. What are they?
Hide your weevils in your hyena. Always got to keep your hyena hidden. Doesn't matter if it's Easter.
Man.
So how many people do you see people come into your place and just get completely blitzed and like you got to get them out the door?
I would say in my years of experience, it is very rare that somebody walks in and gets to the point where they, on their lonesome, gets to the point where they need to leave. I haven't run across that very often. It's very rare. And, you know, me personally, we're pretty strict on intoxication. So I feel that if people are done being served, we catch it at a relatively soon point versus some of the behaviors that ABC and LEAD will exemplify as far as somebody that is over intoxicated or slightly intoxicated. So that's that. The only thing I could feed into on the type of people that I see it happen to is it's rarely, like I said, it's rarely a person in their lonesome. It's rarely somebody that came to the place on their own behalf. It almost is always the friend of somebody. So it's Mikey wanting to go to Tioga.
Me. I can't handle my shit. No, but, I'm not the cool one.
You're the cool one.
No.
But your buddy over here.
Right.
He's the one that was just like.
Damn, buddy.
Yeah, we were down the street and we had a couple of cocktails and he kind of got ahead a little too much. And it's just like, you know his story. You know that what he's, you know, he's mm-hmm. already known to be a problem.
His friend has already given you a heads up. This guy's going to be a problem for you. He's probably, my friend.
My friend's cool, but you probably shouldn't serve him. And so that's the issue we have. It's
then like you got to tell like there's nothing worse than like telling a drunk like, "Nah, man, we can't serve you right now."
Yeah,
they never just go like, "Oh, that's cool." They get pissed, right?
Yeah. So, but it's a delicate subject, but yeah, typically people that you feel are done being served don't receive the news as best as they could.
And they're really just like, yeah, awesome.
And the ones that do receive it very good are ones that still try.
They're like, maybe I'll do the move of being like totally cool and they'll think I'm sober. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm normally a jerk. When I'm sober, I'm a jerk. Everyone sees that. So you could probably serve me another beer, right?
Yeah. But the behaviors are all very similar and very predictable, so there's not much you can do.
So give me a tip on what I can do to still get served and being completely belligerent.
There are no tips.
Damn it. Thought we could give some info on
that's all I can say is that typically people in their lonesome don't usually get to that point. Mm-hmm. Usually they remember
or they
themselves.
Can hide it real well.
Tolerance is definitely a thing, and it's usually the friend of somebody.
From my experience of when you're at a place a while and you don't think you know come in sober and it's when you first get off a stool. That's when you notice. You're like, oh, I'm fine. Everything's fine. You know, I'm going to break the seal. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then you get off and you're, whoa.
Whoa, the ground's moving.
Hey, I guess I'm drunk. Yeah, that's what sucks is I know working at Vaughn's at a grocery store for 11 years in the register, that once in a while, you know, ABC laws and there was always that specter of there's the cops are around right now and the cops are doing stings and
cops.
Blah blah blah, and so you're like, so if somebody comes in drunk, you have that worry of like, should I be serving this person, should I let this person buy beer or not? If I tell this person no, it's going to be a whole huge thing, you know. It's just like, what about it sucks. That's what sucks in retail when you're in a place that serves alcohol. Once in a while, that's going to come up where you have to make a decision like, should I shut this person off or not? Especially when when you're like a freaking 20-year-old person and it's 11 o'clock at night at a Vaughn's and you're 20 years old and you're having to shut off some guy that's 45 years old.
Damn.
That's a terrible thing to have to do. But you got to do it, bro.
Got to do it.
Got to keep those licenses. I love gold.
Oh, do you?
I do. I love it.
I love gold.
Now I believe you.
This is donated to the show by Mikey Topor.
Oh, really?
Who? MikeyTopor.com. Follow that. It's a new blog.
That jerk.
New beer blog. Modern Times. I like this because
you mean newsletter writer?
Yeah, newsletter writer. Because it almost looks like Fresno. It's Fraxos, Modern Times Brewing.
Boy, here we go.
This is on my lineup for opening day. By the way, I went to Total Wine to fill out my opening day roster of beers, and they have Modern Times on time on sale, $9.99. All Modern Times 4-packs are $9.99. So I it's going to be a Modern Times day for opening day.
You starting with Black House, please?
Wow, you called it, Nick. You called it. My beer at 9:50 a.m. will be Black House.
Nice.
I mean, was Black House.
Was Black House.
Is what I'm saying right now.
Yes. I don't care what you do after that, as long as you start the day off right.
Yep. Because I was like, I have to start with a coffee porter that's not high in alcohol.
Lay a solid foundation for your day.
Yep. And you'll be fine. That is the foundation layer. And now somehow
you lost the podcast.
I lost the podcast, guys. How you doing? We're all good?
Mm-hmm.
And now California IPA round number two. This straightforward American IPA has just enough malt body to launch the citrus and floral hop notes straight into your palate, making this beer good for today or any day. When it comes to hop flavor, we know what good is. And you do too. What's the name of this IPA from California?
You do too.
That doesn't sound like Modern Times copy.
Mm-mm.
Modern Times copy is a little bit more unique.
California IPA? That sounds Carl Strauss-ish.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's Carl Strauss. I'm going to say Carl Strauss. Matt, do you have a vote on that? What beer label says that for their description of their IPA?
I don't know.
You don't know? Matt is not making a guess on that.
I really don't read beer labels.
Well, you should, okay? Should get into it.
I look at them.
Guys, so I was at the Week of Logic last week, that Bottle Logic anniversary
the
celebration.
Fontaine Gym.
And checking in Final beers, I got now. To thinking. And Untappd, it allows you to choose your serving vessel. Bottle, can, growler, draft, and taster. So my question is, with you guys, what do you think the cutoff is on taster? Is it 2 ounces, 3 ounces, 4 ounces, 5 ounces? Because at Bottle Logic, most of the beers are pouring at about 6 ounces. And with your really strong beers, you normally don't get more than 8 ounces of that when you even buy it in a restaurant. So the question is, what do you guys consider a taster size, and what do you guys consider a draft size? And the answer to California IPA is Cano Good IPA by Sierra Nevada. That's no, K-N-O-W. And, I don't know if I told you guys.
I was
going to
say Sierra Nevada, too.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh.
I love
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Is that the right one?
Keep up the good work, Matt.
Damn, I should have said Sierra Nevada.
Lame.
Called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
559-492-0542. Thank you. Oh, we had new callers. I enjoyed the voicemails this week. A long voicemail, but that's fine because we had new callers and all our classic callers. We appreciate them all.
Where's Chino? What the hell happened to Chino?
Oh, man. There's a lot of people that what the hell happened to.
What the hell happened
to? There's a lot of what the hell happened to.
Diamond.
I'm sorry for not. I know I said I was going to be in Marin. We weren't able to go to Marin, so I'm sorry to Paul. Paul moved some stuff around on his schedule, and I ended up not being able to go.
Damn it.
And
damn it, Mike.
But we're going to go to Marin for sure and hook up with Paul, and it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. And thanks, everyone, for calling the show. We appreciate it.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
This is a good Modern Times.
I like it.
Nick doesn't, but
I actually like Southgate better.
Oh, Nick likes the Southgate hazy better.
Yep.
That's a good good beer.
Good beer. For looking
all out. Right, some beers to look out for. Matt, are you looking out for any beers?
Still looking out for Dinosaur World. from modern times. I had the choice of choosing.
What's that label look like?
You know? It's funky looking.
It's modern times looking.
Yeah. But I had the choice of that beer or another modern times as far as picking it out, and I chose the other one. And I wasn't disappointed with that choice, but I still didn't get to try Dinosaur World, so it's still on my list.
Damn it.
And then,
you should have all the things.
Then from Carl Strauss, I'm looking out for the Isomizer IPA. But it is now year-round, and it is a single hop. And it was inspired by their love of the Mosaic hops, and it
who
is.
Give me Mosaic.
I haven't heard anyone go like, I hate Mosaic.
Oh, beers. Fucking Mosaic! Another Mosaic IPA. Another really?
Mosaic. I guess it's kind of an R&D beer where they'll decide to further experimentation in the versatile hops. So I don't know if it's Mosaic. Alpha essence.
Oh, Mosaic. Oh, Mosaic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mosaic. Oh, Mosaic. Oh, Mosaic.
Yeah, I don't know if they listed exactly what hop it is or if it's going to be rotating. But Mosaic. I just like some of their IPAs. So
yeah.
If they're going to add another one into their year-round releases,
sure.
I'll mess around with it.
What the hell?
Yeah. Hummus? Did you say hummus?
Ooh, hummus and IPA.
No.
Hummus
or hummus IPA?
Hummus IPA. Tzatziki IPA.
If you're going to have a hummus beer,
yes.
What style should it be?
Hummus. Spinach artichoke.
Okay, but spinach. Okay, a spinach artichoke hummus. What style of beer should it be?
Hummus pale ale.
A pale? Should be a pale? A hummus beer should be a pale.
Yeah, because you want to get something with the lemon zest to it.
Mm. Hummus amber.
Oh, amber. I'm out. No, I was in for a while. Now you made it an amber beer.
Split seconds.
No, thanks.
You need a lemongrass pale with some hummus.
Okay, maybe.
Or a chili beer.
What about a porter? Stout.
Hummus porter? No.
No.
I don't know about that.
Nick, are you looking out for anything?
Highland Park Neon IPA.
Where's Highland Park? Other than being in Highland Park. What state is Highland Park?
Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. I'm beefing up my L.A. beer knowledge for my Disneyland
trip.
Oh,
your L.A. suburbs.
Disneyland trip coming up.
All right. Oh, you got a Disneyland trip coming up?
Yeah, yeah.
When is that?
May.
In May. All right.
It's going
to
be May.
Looking out for it.
Yep.
You're going to go to Pixar Pier at California Adventure?
No.
No.
Well, I'm going to go for the beer.
You're going to do classic Disneyland?
We're going drinking in California and then go right back to Disneyland.
You're just going to get a park hopper so you can drink.
Pretty much.
All right. You're going to check out the Ballast Point construction.
We'll report on it while we're down there.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Great.
And we'll use the Drinking in Disneyland guide written by Cheryl Kingdom.
Fresno's Harold. Heather McLean.
Harold McLean.
Harold McLean out of Fresno, California.
It's a good thing she doesn't listen to this podcast.
No, there's no way.
But yeah, we're going to go check out all her recommendations for Drinking in Disneyland.
Yes, Drinking in Disneyland, a book on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon or Kindle.
And
drinking in Disneyland.
Gonna go some Trader Sam's.
Yes. Yeah, I specifically read her Trader Sam's chapter.
Yes.
Or segment, and I need to go to Trader Sam's.
Trader Sam's, Carthay Circle Theater. Of course, Carthay. The Carl Strauss
they're
trailer.
They're changing the name of that Carthay.
Are they really?
They're doing something different with
damn
that.
Damn it.
They're changing it up.
Why do they gotta fuck shit?
I don't know.
But then right back to Disneyland.
All right. Look out for
that.
But
then on the way out,
May.
It's beer time.
Oh, yeah.
It's noble time.
It's beer time.
Noble.
This is my time, honey.
Noble. And then Provisions Market. And then Jeanburg Enterprises, because we got to do some Volkswagen Sword.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's right.
Got to do something, LA. Got no Beechwood,
got
huh?
Got now, fuck Beechwood.
Ooh. Beechwood. We're trying to court them to Fresno, man.
Well, then bring it already. Shut up and do it.
Hey, shut up and do it, shut Beechwood. Up and
do it. Hey, you got any bottles? No.
No.
Oh. No. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, and we can't tell you where they're selling them either.
Screw you.
Okay, then. You Beechwood. Keep your shitty beer.
Yeah, keep your shit beer. I don't want it anyway. If that's all you're looking out way, for?
Oh, one more.
All right, one more.
Yeah, one more. And I can't read it, so fuck it.
Ah, fuck it. I'll chew your beer. Oh, already.
Alvarado
oh,
Street.
No. Alvarado Street.
Killer Dismount.
Ah, yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro, Killer Dismount.
That was a Killer Dismount.
Killer Dismount.
Killer Dismount.
I'm hoping it's clear. It could be hazy. It's probably hazy, but it looks like it's supposed to be a clear IPA.
I was at my daughter's soccer practice earlier. One of the girls that she plays soccer with, her like little toddler sister, she must be like two or whatever.
Uh-oh.
She just keeps going around disrupting the practice.
Yes.
And at one point she goes, I think like maybe her mom was like going to give her snacks or something. She's like, and it's all girls on the team. She's like, hey, bro, you want to come have a picnic with me?
Oh, my God.
I couldn't help. It was just the best thing I've ever heard.
That's...
And then I had to start mimicking her, of course.
Of course.
Because I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then, so I went into it. I was like, come on, bros. The surf, dude, it's going to be raging in an hour. We got a picnic and we gotta get some food in us before the waves start breaking, bro.
Oh man.
Oh God.
You caved and had a picnic with that.
Yeah, I had a picnic with her. I was with like, come her. On, let's have a picnic.
Oh man.
You're saying bro to a bunch of eight-year-old soccer
You're
playing
my
girls.
Spirit animal.
Come on, let's have a picnic, bros.
Wow. Her dad's way too 805.
Yep. Probably. Alvarado Street's no biggie.
No biggie.
It's no, something you don't see from Alvarado no Street every day. It's a SIPA.
Wow.
Session IPA.
Those are
from
coming
Alvarado
back.
Alvarado Street. Session IPA.
Session's
it's
back.
Session season.
It's because it's springtime.
It's spring and it's session season. 4.9.
Great.
16-ounce cans.
It's time to do all the weed and
I'll
feed.
Take it. Coming up in April, Left Coast Brewing's Hops Hazard, and it's got the Dukes of Hazzard General
oh,
Lee
no.
car on it.
Really?
On the label. It's
you got one of
it's
those
a
in the work
hazy
truck?
IPA. So look out for that. And of course, I can't believe you guys didn't talk about this unless I missed it. I don't know. The New Belgium, the Hemperer.
Oh, shit.
The Hemp IPA.
That's so last week.
That's so last week.
Is Humboldt even still around?
This is New Belgium.
Humboldt has been bought out.
I'm just joking. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Because they like the pot up there in Humboldt County. It's a hemp beer, six-pack bottles. It's coming out April 20th. And then.
Well, Red Station quit,
AKA
so 420. Anymore.
And it's hitting shelves in May, I guess, because hemp is different from the regular
right.
pot. Hemp is the stuff you make material with, more or less.
Rope and paper.
Mm-hmm.
And...
So, I don't know. I guess it should be legal everywhere, I guess. I don't understand.
It can be. It's just
it
not.
Doesn't say. They didn't say in their press release specifically, like, yeah, you'll be able to get this everywhere New Belgium is sold. They didn't say that. Like, that's the kind of thing I would want to hear. Like, mm-hmm. yes, you will be able to get this beer everywhere you get in New Belgium normally. They didn't say that. So I don't know if it's going to be where you get New Belgium beer, wherever you
So
want.
They're doing their homework and checking federal versus state
They're just,
laws.
Like, staying away. They're just like, well, let's just not address it.
Right.
Let's just say we're releasing it.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all we're left with
yep.
anymore.
That's all we have anymore.
Old.
Old. Your show's old.
Is this beer new? Nope, it's old.
No, you're old.
You could see through this beer.
What?
I'll be the judge
Nick
of that.
Nick might not like it. What do we got here, Nick?
I could read the moose head through sign through this beer.
Pizza Port, Mad West, Queen of the Coast. Made West.
From donated to the show Pizza by Port. Just Can't Win.
Just Can't Win.
This is just different can't from, win for on them. Social media.
This is different for Pizza Port.
Oh.
This looks more like a Modern Times can.
Modern Times can or King.
Hey guys!
Oh yeah, very King Harbor.
We're San Diego too.
Yeah. Pizza, ooh, I like it. It's tasty.
Uh oh, but it's not. But they didn't put cheese.
Wait, never mind. I don't like it. At the end, it went kind of apricot.
But it's not hazy.
It's not. But there's like a stone fruit in there.
But it's like
it's pretty. It's thick. Unfiltered.
Yeah, I'll say it's pretty thick. Pretty thick, bro. I can't see that well through it. I can't see Matt through it. I'm like looking, and I don't see Matt in there.
I don't think that's because of the beer.
Oh.
Well, it's because of the beer, just not because of this beer.
Beer? What are you guys trying to say?
Just not because of this beer.
What are you guys trying to say?
You're doing a great job, Mike.
I'm doing a great job.
I don't get stone fruit.
Keep up the good work.
I'm not doing that on purpose. Every fucking sound bite is like
the last
2 seconds. That was the best one I've ever heard.
Skirt. About
Ben caught drinking. It's spring break, bro. What do you expect?
Spring break. No rules.
No rules, Matt. No rules. Woohoo! Spring break.
Have a sue, bro.
Woo!
Have a sue.
Can meet you on the boat and have a sue.
That's why I don't have pants on right now. No rules.
Wait a
minute. None of us have pants on. You weren't supposed to mention that. Three bros having no pants.
Pants.
No one's supposed to know that.
It's so spring break that we put pants on the dog.
Whoa. He's got a Spuds McKenzie outfit man. On.
But how
Louis got a Spuds McKenzie outfit.
How does a dog wear pants?
Is it all four legs or just the back two? You don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, how does he go? How does he lift his leg?
How does he poo?
He's like, guys, I got pants on. What am I gonna do here?
Hey,
put these shorts on.
He's concerned.
Hey. Louis just gave like a look like what the fuck?
I just pooped my drawers.
That's okay. I just shit my bed.
Were you guys drinking anything this week?
Did you
just drink stuff? Been caught?
Whiskey.
Were you caught drinking?
Is today included?
Whiskey. Nope. Can't include it. Unless it was earlier before you got here. No. Before you got on premises.
No.
Nope. You didn't drink this week?
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah. You're working too much.
So, post... Well, there was a little pre-Frez Yes drinking, but it was very minimal. But sorry.
And that's all.
Sorry. Post-Frez Yes drinking, though. Different story.
Uh-oh.
So I parked myself at a bar stool on Sunday evening after Frez Yes, and then also did some drinking on Monday and Tuesday. So I've been active. I had a... Well, at Wahoos, having Wahoos. Some tacos, I had a Firefall to wash that down.
Oh. Isn't that odd to buy your own brewery's beer and have to pay money for it?
Only if they talk about it. Like, if I just buy a Firefall and they don't say anything, that's cool. If I buy a Firefall and they go, oh, you work there? And they go, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do. And I'm giving you $6 for this beer.
$6 for this 14-ounce beer. And then I had a 4-pack of FAFO. What? Been sipping on that.
Had it.
old news.
I already had that. Okay, so.
I had a new one from Yoho.
Oh. She sent you a personal beer?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
I was at Spokeasy, and they have the...
Oh.
Crow's is Iswata? I don't know. KARUIZAWA.
Mm-hmm.
But it was their pale ale. And it was good. It reminded me of kind of like a pale ale you get in a mixed pack from a random grocery store or like a Red Chair.
Cost Plus mixed pack.
But it was refreshing to have it because it was, you know, with the IPA trends, how they're going, it was different. Mm-hmm. It was definitely different. So I had one of those. I checked out the new place north of Herndon called Tap and Cellar. At Penske Files. And then...
Seinfeld reference.
I thought that was X-Files.
Mm-mm. Seinfeld.
Pretty sure.
I don't know.
X-Files.
You're probably right. Yeah. I'm sure you're right.
And then I also had the oatmeal stout from Faction. So they're Faction heavy right now. So
wow.
I was going down the
Faction
list.
Faction heavy.
They also had another IPA.
Maybe I'll check them out on Saturday during the
yeah.
Pine and Palm anniversary party.
Walkable distance.
Oh.
So. And then I was at Goldstein's also on Sunday. I had a Sierra Nevada Porter. And the Aurora Hoppy Alice from Carl Strauss. So that was good. And then coworker Rigo, he gave me a beer to take home. And I sipped on this the day before Fresyes. I had Outside Worlds. It was a hazy from Modern Times.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about saving it for the show.
Well, I appreciate you thinking about it at least.
And it did not happen.
Yeah,
I had that.
Beer. See it here.
It's like that. I had to go home and I had to celebrate being finished using power tools. You should always celebrate after using power tools.
Wow, I'm gonna celebrate every day after work.
Yeah, it's like I used power tools to do something. Now I want a beverage.
Wow.
And that Outside Worlds from Modern Times
beer.
Was the one I wanted. So those are things I've been caught drinking.
Been caught drinking. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. That's Matt. The Nick 80 on Untapped. Boy. He's in there and he's checking in stuff. What have you been checking in this way?
I did not check in anything.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I cannot remember. I had a Breakside IPA.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Breakside's all over the freaking place now.
And I can't remember the name, but the tagline on the bottle said, "Taste like vinyl sounds." That's why I bought the beer.
Yeah, you're just like, oh.
I was like, okay, we'll see about this. I own vinyls.
Did it taste like vinyl sounds?
It did. Oh. It was actually really good. It's
very analog tasting beer.
Very analog, very warm, hot, warm, melty scratch. Wax.
It scratches.
Like when the needle gets stuck at the end, it doesn't return automatically.
Like pops off a little, like pops above the record a little bit.
So yeah, that was very good. Had a Faction Imperial Porter.
Mm.
Huh.
That was also good.
Wow.
I didn't know Faction can do a dark beer, but that was very nice.
They're good at those.
What else did we have? Oh, I broke out a 2015 barrel aged narwhal aged in wine barrels.
Whoa. Special occasion?
Special occasion. Super secret, get it?
Super secret, get it.
After,
during
Fresyes.
Zach's.
Yeah. I also had the Vanilla Eclipse 50-50, bourbon barrel-aged beer, 50-50 Brewing Dozen Truckee.
Oh, really?
They did the Vanilla Eclipse.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what barrel that's aged in, but it's got to be some kind of barrel. So I had last year's Vanilla version of that beer.
How was that?
That was amazing.
Because 50-50's got the huge rep.
Eclipse kind of beers are pretty much the only ones that can maybe be better than Parabola as far as barrel aged beers.
Interesting.
Depends on which one you get, though, because they do a different barrel they do different barrels, so there's like 10 different varieties of the same stout. So depending on what you like, what kind of stout you like, what kind of
you just choose the barrel, which kind of barrel you
like. And some barrels work better than others. Because I've had the Buffalo Trace barrel before. I thought it was going to be awesome. It was okay, but the High West barrel was way better.
Oh. Just, so that's where you want them High West barrels.
But I don't like High West typically as a whiskey. I'll drink Buffalo Trace all day long over High West. But the barrel for that stout, it just worked so much better.
Interesting.
That's the neat thing they do that 50-50 does, is they play with the barrels to see which flavors pair better with the stout.
You whiskey people.
I know. Fucking nuts. Nuck and futs.
Nuck and futs.
I had a... What did I have at Frezies? I believe I had... What's the hazy one that you guys have right now?
FAFO?
No, it wasn't FAFO.
The Fulton Street? Not Fulton Street.
It was
Street.
Fulton Street, yes. Okay. They did have Fulton Street that
it's
day.
It's not a hazy.
It's a hazy.
And
it's an unfiltered West Coast.
Oh.
West Coast.
Actually, it's an unfiltered West Coast.
So I had Fulton Street.
An unfiltered West Coast.
I had Fulton Street and Rush Hour. I was double fisting during Sparkle Jet set.
Man, that's a good day.
That is when I saw you. You're like, doing all right.
You're all, can I get you something? Nope, doing all right.
Cheers to my wife.
My wife.
I was like, she was like, you're out of beer. I was like, oh, yeah, I drink all my beer, but I don't want to miss the band.
Yeah, I'm out of beer. I can't go get beer right now.
Sparkle Jet's on. I can't go. She's like, well, give me your tickets. I'll go get you a beer. And holy shit, she got in line for me. And she's like, I didn't know what to get you, and I knew we weren't going to wait in that line again. So I just got you two beers. Yes. I got you one light and one dark.
Good wife.
Figuring one of them's going to work out. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I got to stand and watch the band I wanted to see at Frezies with two beers in my hand. I could not have been happier.
Everyone look up Sparkle Jet.
Look up Sparkle Jet.
Fresno's all-time best bands.
Yeah. So that was the highlight of my Saturday, was watching Sparkle Jet double fisting beers. And it was threatening rain. Nice. Like the rain was like, ha-ha, yeah, ooh, here's a little, it's going to, just kidding. Yeah. Ooh, are we going to ruin your day? No, we're going to let you have your day.
Yep.
It was
teasing, just messing with you.
Teasing the rain. The beers were flowing. I did not have to wait in line. That was pretty awesome.
All right. It was a good day.
That was a good day.
Frezies. It all worked out.
Oh, and then I had the, like I said, the Hoppy Pilsner from Sierra Nevada the next day.
Hmm.
Just to sort of wind you down from the day before.
Yep.
So it gets you right.
But you need a beer, but you don't want to get crazy.
There you go.
Get a rock, get a tight.
All right.
There we go. That's next level, but all right, I'll do that.
Mm.
Actually, it's...
there's some feet in that beer.
I'm not wearing next level.
Pizza port.
What are you complaining about over there, Nick? You're complaining about beer.
I forgot what I was drinking.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes you forget. You're just like, maybe one of the eight beers we have on the table.
I believe this is the Queen of the Coast.
Oh, don't like the Queen of the Coast?
No, I do like it. It's stinky, but I like it.
Oh, okay.
It's got like some foot fungus in there. Maybe the bitterness is rampant, is what I'm saying.
I had that's the Nick 80 on tap. Mikey Topor or Dorktown. Whichever one works for you. The Think Tank number 15 from Kern River.
Wow. Had that. Where'd you find this?
It was at the market.
The market.
Herndon and West.
I forgot you were rich.
Yeah, I'm rich. Go to the market all the time. Good beer. I'll recommend it. When I was at Frezies,
Yes.
Of course, had to have the Pride of the Valley.
You had that?
The IPA made for the festival.
Yes.
After our boxing, Fresno's boxing champion, the name escapes me right now, but he's a champion of some sort of belt, various belts in boxing, and he's from Fresno. And he was at the Fresyes Fest signing autographs and stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
And Tagascota made a beer after him. What's his name, Matt? None of us know.
Jose.
He's a champion. He's got many belts. And he's from Fresno. And he was there at the Tioga. And they made a beer after him called Pride of the Valley. The news that would not get broken here on this show.
Jose Ramirez.
Jose Ramirez. Of course, we all know Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, yeah. Had lunch with him the other day.
He's a good guy. Good dude. That's a good beer. Nice beer. Also had a casual Friday from King Harbor Brewing.
Who?
Who? At Papalos. They got it at the Papalos.
Yes.
It was a nice
I had a taster
afternoon
of that.
Beer.
I didn't have a full glass. Oh, I just had a taster.
You didn't go all the way, huh? I like to go all the way.
They had the Nogginizer on.
They had the D-Nog.
Yeah.
You went D-Nogginizer?
I went D-Nogginizer.
Nice. All right. Let's go. I also have a six-pack. I've got a six-pack. I don't think I'm going to get rid of all these. From Ale Industries, Uncle Jesse. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's nothing special. It's when I regret having a six-pack or something. I was like, damn it. I'm going to have to drink all these, aren't I? And, of course, I went up to Southgate, had this pineapple haze that's still here on the table. And also a Glacier Point Pale, which is always good. It's got a great percentage, which is like a 5.5. It's good for still.
It's always a solid.
Still
beer.
Being able to drive down the mountain, but having a beer, it's a good pale. And always love going to Southgate. Go on. If you don't want to deal with having a wait or anything, you just want to walk in and get a table in the bar. Because usually we have to sit in the – there's a restaurant section kind of, and then there's a bar, the original bar area section. And I always get seated in the restaurant section, which is kind of boring for a beer geek because you're just like with the regular people.
Yeah.
You want to be in there with
looking at the parking lot.
Yeah. You want to be in there in the bar. And I finally got seated in the bar area. It's been a long time since I got to sit in there. So on a Monday during spring break at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, great time to go because you'll get seated right anywhere you want to sit. And I enjoyed it. Had a great time. So there you go. That's enough. That's all I had. But got drinking and wow, we are going long. I mean, that's fine.
Wow.
That's fine. Because some of us like to go long. Hey.
What?
Yes. Cheers. Cheers to the golden gods.
Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew,
pew. Pew, pew,
pew. Pew, pew, pew.
You guys literally take us places.
Yep. Oh, man. You won't believe what the golden gods do. They buy us beer.
I don't believe it.
They untangle my headphone cords right now. They just keep the show running. All the expenses of the Perfect Pour, all these mass bills that we pile up doing this show, they pay for all those things.
They keep us on the grid.
They keep us on the grid. So we appreciate that. Your golden gods are people that donate money to the show every month via Patreon, the website Patreon, Patreon.com/Perfect Pour. If you want to become a golden god, you look at that site. You're like, yeah, I'll sign up for that. I'll give these guys $5. $5 or more. $5 or more a month is what you can do. You can donate to the show, and then you get a little bit of extra bonus info, like the tailgate session and other things, like the private Facebook group called The Porum. We have all kinds of fun on The Porum. If you're like, I'm bored with Facebook. Facebook's done. Oh, no. Not quite.
We fixed that for you.
We fixed it. We started The Porum. We're like, we'll help out. We'll help out Zuck. Yes. He's like, that Facebook's dying. All right, we'll help you out, Zuckers. We'll get a Porum going.
Describe exactly how you feel only in GIFs.
It's a big GIF heavy Facebook group there. So appreciate that. Cheers to all the folks, the golden gods that donate money to the show. It seriously is very humbling, and it's very cool. Also, cheers to all my friends in my Perfect Pour Untapped group, which is right at 67 right now. And if you're on Untapped and you're like, I don't think Mikey is, because on Untapped you can make groups of people of your friends. And I have a Perfect Pour listener group. And I'm pretty sure I don't have everybody in there that's on Untapped in my group. So if you think, like, I don't think Mikey has me in the group, you're like, do some comment on one of my check-ins, or just at me on one of your check-ins. Say, hey, make sure I'm in the group, because hey, I listen to the show. Because I like having that little group that I can always interact with that or show people. Because who cares about the other Untapped people? They don't listen to the show. I don't give a shit. Also, cheers to Cascade Lakes Brewing Company. These are all at social media handles here. Radia, Rita 13, which is Amp. Mr. Bibbles, which is Scotty B.
Gotta be.
Hoptology SD, which is Tom from SD Beer Talk. Michael Radzi one, which is Rad Mike up there in Canada. T-Bone 14, which is another Tom. And also cheers to Pine and Palm for making it. Is it 2 years now
for
Pine?
2 years.
Cheers to Pine and Palm. Matt, what do you got? Some cheers for us as I finally pass the beer around.
Cheers to some new Untapped friends. We have Ruben. And then... Carly, cheers to my new Untapped friends. And then also cheers out to Loyo. She did send us a package that will make it here eventually if I don't drink it. So
gonna get that new style IPA.
So those are my cheers.
Cheers from Matt Bitter Brewer 87. Nick, got some cheers, bro?
Cheers to Nick. Oh, no, that's
me.
Sorry.
Yeah, Nick! You're so cool!
Cheers to RaterFan34.
Oh.
A.K.A. Larry.
He's trying to challenge Ant. Ant is Rata13.
Okay. So, Larry, I believe Golden God of the Perfect Pour.
Yeah.
Saw him at Frez Yes.
Oh.
And so I have
four
stickers on me at Frez Yes, waiting to give them out.
It's got
to
be.
I got to give out some stickers.
Oh, nice.
For the Perfect
Pour. I forgot to bring some.
Yeah.
I saw Heather McClain. I don't think she would have cared if I gave her a sticker.
Thank you.
Right here, Heather. Here's the sticker. Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah. Who are you?
Who are you?
So cheers. That was kind of cool to actually meet a listener at the Frez Yes.
Yeah.
It was like, we had to get it.
We had to get it. Did you go, are we having to get it right now?
Are we having to get it?
Yes.
Was this person invited to Super Secret Party?
No.
Oh.
Oh. Ew.
It was nice to meet you, but I got to go ditch you.
Yeah. Cool party. I think I might have done that once or twice. I was like, because I told Josh, I was like, Josh, we got to go. Come on. Stop talking to these people.
Stop talking.
We got to go.
Josh T was out in full force during Frez
Joshua Teehee.
He was rocking.
As like, sir, there are so many things.
With famous.
There are so many things he gets invited to every weekend. Obviously, he even goes and talks about his top five
right
on the news. But
on the news.
Fresnomedia.com. It's Joshua T.
It was nice to see him out there. And I was like, I'm so happy I got to see you. And on your Saturday. Because Saturdays, he goes walking. He never knows.
You don't know.
He never knows what he'll walk into.
You never know.
Yeah. So, good to see him.
Also, cheers to Ruben. These are on top friends now. Ruben and Carly and Bobby Boulier.
The Boulier.
They are new to Untapped.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're on Untapped. I saw that
this week, yeah.
I only have Carly.
Oh.
Oh.
No Bobby.
No Bobby Boulier.
No Bobby.
Maybe he doesn't like me.
Maybe. Cheers to them.
Cheers to them. Cheers to this. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. More? Yeah.
Oh, I said cheers to Montana Jim for the Vans. Cheers to Chew Your Beer getting his dream car finally. And it's a Chibi.
Yeah.
I like it.
Cheers to everybody.
Put some center lines on it.
What do you think of this? This beer we got here, our last beer of the episode from Modern Times. Is it the Orderville?
Old beer, new dress.
Yeah, they got a new labeling on there.
So good.
Oh.
No, it's in a can now.
Yeah.
This was previously
bottled. Oh, okay. See, that's why the can looks
22 ounce? Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, that's not it.
This is new for this year's Modern Times was canned this beer.
Oh.
And they were like, surprise. Oh, here it is. Nice.
Well, I'm enjoying it. I got it at the Total Wine and More for $9.99 a four pack.
Might have to go pick up.
Opening day, here you come.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Perfect Pour at Perfect Pour Pod on social media at PerfectPourPod.com is the blog. I am Mikey Top Pour, MikeyTopPour.com, and. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. Nick is The Nick 80.
Word up.
And thank you guys for listening. If you could share us on your social media, that would be appreciated. If you could subscribe to the show and your social, podcast listening app, that would be awesome. And we really appreciate you hanging out with us. And we'll,
are we on Spotify yet? I know that was a request.
We haven't. Yeah, I have submitted it to it a few weeks ago. I haven't heard back yet.
All right.
So I don't know. We put ourselves in there.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. We're working on all the things. Get with us during the week, and we'll say stuff. Remember on all the social medias, and remember to be safe, but have fun, and check your dates. And the sunburns are back again. There's a reunion, sunburns reunion.
But not at Fresia's.
No.
So hard to find.